Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
That's life.
That's life.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition. Always love it when you air the grievances here. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Before I get back to the phones, wanted to share a headline with you. Some thought bubbles being floated by the Biden administration. Student loan relief to the tune of 10 grand. Now, 10 grand's better than a sharp stick in the eye. Conversations, progressives had been pushing for student loan relief up to about 50 grand. And the president can do this through executive order. Now, I'd seen some recent polling that suggested even young people don't necessarily want 100% student loan debt, you know, forgiveness. But a lot of people would certainly benefit from some relief. It would reduce the number of student loans in delinquency, this $10,000 forgiveness program, by about 30%. About 30% of all the people in current delinquency on their student loans would be forgiven their debts. So that would be a big deal in their lives, I'd like to think. It would cost the U.S. government about $382 million if there's no means testing. Now, I had seen that if you do means test it, let's say $75,000 for the household, you only forgive the debt for those making under $75,000 as a household, and suddenly knocked the number down to like $182 million. And I'm thinking the Pentagon pisses that away in a long weekend. So, you know, we probably could afford to do that if the will was there. The question is, A, is that all you got, Joe Biden? B, do you have the will to pull the trigger? And C, should this be a means-tested thing? You know, if you're fortunate enough to have a good job out of college. But I can tell you, I know a few families making, let's call it 75 grand a year, this probable or at least possible threshold. Doesn't mean they're not struggling to make ends meet, especially if they got some kids in the house. You know, 75 grand doesn't go as far as it used to. And a lot of people live on a lot less than that. I'm not trying to, you know, diminish what some people make do with. But 75 grand certainly isn't rich out there in the world. So if you're going to do it, Joe, do it substantially. And the American people, we would understand. And it would incentivize the economy. Now, I've seen Republicans say, well, this would create rampant inflation. Joe's just printing more money. No, he's forgiven debt. Forgiving debt, that's quite different than giving money or printing money. And if he did forgive some of that debt, some of those people might, you know, actually be able to go out and start a small business, let's say, or buy their first house. It would actually probably stimulate the United States economy. But then we might get more inflation. Well, you know what? We had a contracting economy in the first quarter. You want to give it a boost? Give kids a break, perhaps a substantial break, and you'd see the U.S. economy might come roaring out of the first quarter. 844-967-2789. Matt from Johnson's Creek. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, I just got a quick one, Sweetie. So I've been kind of watching with glee the implosion of Madison Cawthorn.
Oh, yeah.
And given that it's draft season, I figure you're probably one of the only people that might get this reference, but if the 2020 congressional class was an NFL draft, then Madison Cawthorn is basically the Ryan Leaf of that draft, right?
Could he be the Tony Mandarich of that draft, perhaps, Matt?
No, I'm just the way he's imploding on himself, all these self-inflicted wounds. It's like he got a little taste and he lost his mind, and it's that's what happened to Ryan Leaf. And I think I wonder if the Republicans have done the risk assessment of throwing this guy so thoroughly under the bus that he might wind up being, to make another sports reference, the Jose Canseco, where, oops, turns out he was telling the truth the whole time, and now you got a problem because he's disgruntled.
You know, that's interesting, Matt. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Be like Matt. I mean, this guy's had a hell of an April. Let me share a few of the headlines, and then we'll get back to the phones. Madison Cawthorn. Republicans have only themselves to blame for Madison Cawthorn. A few of his highlights. Dana Milbank takes note at the Washington Post. It's been quite a month for young Madison Cawthorn. The 26-year-old Republican congressman from North Carolina was caught bringing a loaded gun through airport security. His second such incident Police release footage of him getting pulled over for driving with expired tags and being told to surrender his revoked license. The Washington Examiner reported allegations against him of insider trading, and Politico published photos of him partying while wearing women's lingerie. I was thinking about wearing that on Fox News. You can't hold that against the guy. And a former congressional aide filed a workforce complaint against him. Most public figures would call a stretch like that a good reason to resign. Cawthorn might just call it April. Earlier this year, Cawthorn called Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky a thug and his government incredibly evil. He alleged that his congressional colleagues engaged in coke-fueled orgies. Why don't I get invited? He committed the latest of many driving offenses. Three court dates are pending. And earlier, four women accused him of sexual misconduct in a BuzzFeed article. Now, Cawthorn denied those allegations. It has belatedly occurred to fellow Republicans that Cawthorn might be a liability. You think, boys and girls? You think he might be the bad apple, or at least one of them? A GOP super PAC launched an ad last week saying Cawthorn tells lies for the limelight. I think a lot of them do. More from Dana Milbank at The Post. But Cawthorn is a monster of Republicans' own creation. His character flaws were fully displayed when he first ran for Congress in 2020. Nods to white supremacists, extravagant lies, accusations of sexually predatory behavior, overt racism, and a long list of driving offenses. Craven Republican leaders knew all that and embraced him unreservedly. Elston Cawthorn in his May primary won't cure this Republican illness. The North Carolina congressman is just a symptom. More than 50, count them, 50 QAnon believers have run for Congress as Republicans in 2020. That could be 25% of their caucus people. The liberal watchdog Media Matters reports several who participated in the events of January 6th have run for caucus. Have run for Congress. See Derek Van Orden in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district. If Republicans succeed in taking the House in November, the new majority could make the current Congress with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Paul Gozer, Lauren Boebert, and the rest look like Perkalean Athens. I don't know what that means. I apologize. Cawthorn and many rising oddballs and extremists are the inevitable result of Republican leaders' choices, drawing increasingly uncompetitive districts, blessing unlimited dark money, exercising timid leadership, embracing disinformation, flirting with white nationalism, stoking conspiracies, and undermining elections. Cawthorn saw the GOP direction and did what he had to do to be successful. I absolutely will run for Congress, then 19-year-old Cawthorn told the Daytona Beach News Journal in 2015, a year after a spring break car wreck in Florida that left him in a wheelchair. And so he did. On the basis of audacious lies and winks at white nationalists. In 2017, he posted photos on Instagram with a bucket list trip to Adolf Hitler's retreat, the Eagle's Nest. Cawthorn referred to Hitler as the Führer, although he did allow that Hitler was evil. And as the Asheville Citizen's Time Jezebel and others reported in 2020, Cawthorn named his real estate company SPQR Holdings, an abbreviated Latin phrase that has been co-opted by white nationalists. In a photo on his campaign website, he posed with a rifle and a pistol in a holster, featuring a symbol used by the Oath Keepers. He also used a backdrop for interviews, a Betsy Ross flag, which has been appropriated by white nationalists. And Cawthorn's campaign attacked a local journalist as someone who works for non-white males like Cory Booker, who aimed to ruin white males running for office. Poor white males. Then there were the fabrications. Cawthorn claimed to be nominated for the U.S. Naval Academy, but his plans were derailed that year after he nearly died in a tragic automobile accident. Now, the truth is, the Academy rejected him before the accident. He said his friend who pulled him from the burning car instead abandoned him. Yeah, that's the strangest part at all. Guy saved his freaking life. And he said he was abandoned. He called himself the CEO of his business, but he was the sole employee and it had no earned income. He misrepresented himself as a full-time staffer of then-Rep. Mark Meadows when his most extensive employment was apparently at a Chick-fil-A. On top of that, 150 former students at Patrick Henry College, from which Cawthorn dropped out after a semester, signed a letter accusing him of gross misconduct towards our female peers, predatory behavior, and vandalism, thrown in for good measure. And a Christian magazine reported on several women accusing Cawthorn of sexual misconduct. Now, Cawthorn denies these accusations also. Yet Republican leaders didn't hesitate to back Cawthorn. Donald Trump, after backing a rival in the primary, endorsed Cawthorn and campaigned with him, saying, "You're going to be a star of the party." Well, compared to Trump, you know. Senator Ted Cruz, Rep. Patrick McHenry, Republican from North Carolina, and the Club for Growth helped bankroll him. And the Republican National Committee, the RNC as they're known, gave Cawthorn a prime speaking slot at its 2020 convention. And the Republican National Congressional Committee hailed him as a fighter. And House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy named him a young gun. It's sort of a big deal over there in Republican circles. The highest level of the party's program to support top prospects. He's a top prospect. He's a five-tool guy. Well, he's a tool. Now that their young gun is off half-cocked, Republicans, as Dana Milbank points out, have only themselves to blame. 844-967-2789. What a quandary. I've got the good CJ and the other CJ, and they're both waiting online. Which one will I take? I think I'll take the good one. How you doing, CJ from Beaver Dam?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, man. Been a while. Welcome back.
My fighter grievance? I'm kind of a little jealous of Fancy being down in Florida tanning his dad's.
Yeah, I hope his low T problem has been solved with a week on the nude beach.
Well, I think the only image I've got in my mind is him with them trifold aluminum mirrors that he's got sitting in a reclining chair. But that's not why I called.
You've left us all with an impression, sort of a visual that we're never going to erase from our memories, CJ.
You cannot unsee. So anyway, going on Fox Sunday.
Yes, sir.
I want you to do this. To say, from what I understand, 90% of your Fox viewers are the feeble-minded and easily brainwashed by the Fox propaganda.
Well, they're not going to see themselves as such, as they're probably Fox News viewers. They're watching right then.
Quite honestly, my father is 91 years old, and he's one of them. That Fox is the only outlet that tells the truth.
CJ, did you see that article we talked about a week or two ago now? People were paid not to watch Fox News, but instead watch CNN. And they basically broadened their exposure. They were far more likely to be able to discern false coverage on Fox News. And the improvement in their sort of intellectual digestion of the news process improved within 3 days. And, well, just the amount of information, their informed level increased within 3 days, CJ.
That's astonishing.
Well, I don't know how to lay that all out in a 3-minute interview, though. They're not going to give me the opportunity to point it out either, I suspect.
The Fox pro-Russian propaganda is one that's beside me.
What was the old Russian propaganda? What was that organization called? TASS or something.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know how to work that in either, CJ.
If I could put a hit out for a company out of north of Appleton, I don't know if you've been in that area or neck of the woods, for Wacker Cheese, Wakker Cheese. They're donating 100% of their donations to Ukraine.
Well, that seems like a noble cause, as long as they're not Wanker Cheese, because you don't want none of that. CJ, thanks for listening, man. We'll take more of the phone calls next. If your name is also CJ, I might get confused, though. I might drop your call just accidentally. You know, it happens sometimes. Come back. More Devils, more Friday grievances. 844-967-2789.
My.